time for a Tuesday morning fun fact from Charlie.
There are some people out there, myself included, who just don't do hugs.
It's true, she doesn't.
And for us, it's a torture device encouraged only to uphold social norms. And not for anyone's actual enjoyment.
You're smothering me.
For non-huggers, okay? It is a travesty that society hasn't found a replacement until now.
No.
And it is so sad, but yet somehow satisfying for me, only faced with a global pandemic, that non-huggers of the world have their moment to shine.
Non-huggers unite.
No longer are hugger haters treated like weirdos and emotionally closed off monsters with intimacy issues. No, no, my friends. You're going to learn something from us non-huggers today.
And now, without further ado, I present Hugger Hater Charlie with reasons why you don't need to hug anymore.
The wave. Always considered a perfectly acceptable greeting, non-touching. No longer can your friends force you to hug anymore. No more double cheek kisses, which are just as bad as hugs in a non-hugger world. Instead, I suggest raising a glass when you see somebody and salute them as if you're going to cheers them. The dance in one spot greeting. Yes, this is a thing. While you may feel stupid, while giving your hips a little shake without Shakira blaring in the background, it's better than awkward contact. A few other noble non-contact salutes for you huggers out there that are dying for some sort of affection. The Wakanda salute.
The Wakanda salute?
From Black Panther. The Avengers salute. From Guardians of the Galaxy, this is where you take your right hand, you make your fist, and you pump your heart twice.
Ah, yes.
And finally, the Vulcan salute. See, Spock had it right the whole time.
Live long, prosper, and stay the hell away from me.